Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello and welcome to Hicksville.
Avec Véronica.
Where we accentuate the positive, never dwelling on the opposite, however hard it may seem. And so with this week launched by a perfect full moon over this last Palm Sunday, when palm fronds are carried from church or on parade in France, Spain, Latin countries, whereas in Hungary and the Czech Republic, it's branches of pussy willows. And in Germany, men in black top hats and frock coats, looking rather like undertakers, carry the crucified Christ through the town streets. And in a way they are. A variety of traditions based on the same theme. So with fluffy cherry blossoms filling the air, tulips providing a profusion of colour, let's see what's happening culturally as we approach this rather tardy Easter, that most popular of religious festivals, which probably began as a pagan ritual, way before chocolate was even dreamt of, let alone chocolate eggs. There's an unusual show taking place, perhaps for the better French speakers among you, but even if you can't understand every word, you'll be able to appreciate the sensual and visual aspect of a young female poet, musician, singer, and dancer, who calls herself Turquoise M. She's created her own brand of one-woman show, expressing the highs and lows of life and love, using all the talents at her disposal. She'll be performing at 8 on Friday the 18th at a cost of €20 at the Manufacture in Lectoure, which is at 19 rue Claude Hydron. Over the actual Easter weekend, that's Friday and Saturday, there is a delightful concert performed by a fabulously talented duo, Carolina e Ivo. She a violinist, he an accordion player, and this is the first time they will have come to the Gers, having already toured all over Europe with their rendering of Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. That's taking place on the 18th at 4:30 at La Bourdère, and then on the 19th at Nauticat, the private concert venue at La Roque Saint-Sernin, where in addition to the music on offer, you can admire the beauty of this Gersois stone performance space, created by its visionary architect. Tickets are €25 per head, which you can reserve at the tourist office or pay on the door. There's an additional attraction on Sunday the 20th at 4:30, when you can come back to Nauticat to hear a recital by an exciting new young talent. Musically and artistically, Ruta Kusmikas brings her Baltic and American roots into the mix as part of the Ter Opera spring season, and that'll be €15 on the door. For those with children, there's an Easter egg hunt starting at 2:30 onwards in the village of La Sufta. Dads are not allowed to participate, and at Domaine de Boulouche, they're organising a real Easter fete with brunch, egg hunt, bouncy castle, craft stalls and music. And that's €35 a head, 15 for children, free for the under threes. For details, call 062-8910-358. And that starts at 12. And goes on till 5. Easter egg hunts and bunny rabbits are common currency in France and the UK, whereas in Central Europe, where I've just been, every tree is bedecked with eggs, nowadays made of stronger stuff than actual eggshells, but families still like to blow out the eggs and decorate them. Or, of course, you can just hard-boil them and dip them in edible dye. Something for everyone. Which reminds me, can it be true that some wine producers are opting for paper bottles rather than glass for ecological reasons? I just can't see Châteauneuf-du-Pape being served from a paper bottle. The next thing they'll suggest is Chanel No. 5, sprayed from a brown paper bag. If all the above leaves you cold, how about digging through some old vinyl over the weekend at the Allograin at Lectoure, that's Saturday and Sunday. Next time we'll discuss some high culture in Paris and London. For now, may the Easter rabbit shower you with goodies and very few droppings.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À plus tard.
www.dfm930.com